Oh, I love this. This is Margaret Gray. Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. I love this. Oh, listen. Monet, Moni, boot, doot.
What is this song?
This is Moni, Moni. It's done by Billy,
Billy Idol.
Not Billy Idol. Don't go down the Harvey Wireman Road. Don't go down there, bud. There's nothing but heartache down there.
Yeah, it's Billy Idol, not Billy Idol.
And it's Moni Moni. Now, this was originally done by Tommy James and the Shawnel or the Shawn. I don't know the name of the group.
Well, that was Tommy James and the Shawnels because I happen to have been a big fan of the song Panky. What is it called?
That song was Panky Wanky, I think. I had to look it up.
Panky Panky, man. Don't be an idiot on purpose, okay?
Call Hanky Panky, man.
Yes, the song was Hanky. But this is not Hanky Panky. This is a song called Moni Moni Boney or Bone.
This is not called Boney Boney. Don't.
Yeah. All right, so are we going to spend like a whole half hour talking about this crappy.
Crappy?
Well, it's not the best. Anyway, hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
What is this? The Panky Hanky. Did you do that on purpose?
No, you were talking about.
I was the one who said that I remember the song. I was in the knob when it came out.
You were in Vietnam for a lot of big musical moments, weren't you, General?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, yesterday you mentioned that you were in Vietnam when...
Oh, you did. You mentioned that you were in Vietnam yesterday when cha-la-la-la-la.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you know, I got over there about 68, 60... I got over there either 68 or 66 or 60... 69 or...
69!
Don't you make fun. That was a very pivotal year in the war.
But not everything's a big freaking sex joke, okay?
Want a bet?
Oh, my God, I'm going to have to hurt him.
Come on. The song is called Hanky Panky, not Panky Hanky.
Well, I thought it was Panky. See, you're the one that turns everything into filth.
Now, how do you figure that?
Because, Phil, when I said, I go, well, is that, and I said, it's Hanky Panky, if I misspoke to say the Panky Hanky. And Henry is already, oh, well, are you talking about, you know, doing a Panky Hanky?
Well, you do, Phil. You take everything and turn it into some sort of a vile self-abuse.
No, I do not. I didn't say anything other than that's not the right name of the song. All right, Robert, go ahead. You want to say something?
But I just want to let you know that on Dr. Ron Turner, we will have Dr. Ron Turner on today.
Okay, great. Dr. Ron Turner.
What's this about?
Well, they've found a planet. They have found a planet that could very well be another Earth.
What? What's that mean?
Well, don't worry about it, bud. It doesn't mean there's aliens.
But what are you talking about?
I'm saying that there is... Well, we don't know if there's not aliens. It is another planet.
What you talking about?
Shut up, man. Let him talk about it.
Bud, hold on. It's a planet beyond our solar system in another star system that has apparently the same distance from its sun. It has comparable, you know, conditions. Now, they say it's bigger than our planet. They say that the sun that it orbits around, the star it orbits around, is apparently larger than our sun.
So the people are going to be larger. Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Wait a second, bud. Would you listen to what Phil's saying?
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is it's a, that's what we're going to have Turner on.
All right, so Dr. Turner, because it's making me a little bit nervous.
What are you talking about, Ben? I mean,
What do you mean you're nervous? Boy, look at you guys. You're worried. What are you, worried there's the creature from the, ooh.
Shut up, will you?
Yeah, quit it.
Ooh.
Come on, Margaret.
Ooh.
All right, Margaret, come on.
Well, I think it's a riot.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for something. What difference does it make? What do you think, I'm contacting an alien world?
Just let me, so I can see your hands.
Will you come on, General?
Yeah, you're all nervous about it, General.
Well, so are you.
I'm looking for something in my purse. I'm looking for this, not the cigars, it's the emery boards. And I also brought along with me a Mad Magazine.
What did you bring Mad Magazine for?
When things get a little slow around here, I like to read.
Well, so, look at you. Henry has just said that he's bringing on Dr. Ron Turner because they've discovered a planet.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, so you're really worried about aliens from space?
All right, Margaret.
I'm not worried about aliens from space. I only wish you took a little bit more serious concern over the lifeblood and the future of your planet. That's all I care about. I'm General Galen Shaw, and I care about the future of Earth.
Yay!
That's pretty good, General. I mean, we all should be so concerned.
Yes, thank you very much, Robert.
All right, General, I don't think that the Earth is threatened, okay?
Well, what's the whole deal that you're saying?
Well, we're going to get Dr. Ron Turner on, but the planet is light years away, thousands of light, hundreds of, I don't know, but it's, nobody's going to attack Earth. I'm just saying that it's a planet that, it could very well have some kind of life. You know, when we talk about life on other planets...
Yeah, talk about if the weather come down here and attack.
No, we're not talking... When we talk about life on other planets, do you realize that we'd consider it a phenomenal discovery if we found, like, microbes? We would think, oh, my God, look at that. There's life, you know?
What do you mean, Mike? Are you talking about insect life?
Insect life would be phenomenal. Think about it. You know, we don't have to find,
Well, what's the fun about that, man?
What are you talking about, Henry? Everyone knows that the threat of alien invasion is ever present. And
you ought to see yourself. Are you serious? A retired American military general, a general of the Army, and you're talking that way?
I'm talking... Boy, Gettle, listen, buddy, I don't care where the threat lies, whether it comes from Mexico, whether it comes from Donald Trump, or whether it comes from something coming from another planet that figures, Jesus, well, I'd love to see that, man. What I wouldn't give.
Dad, you would kick their ass.
Thank you very much.
All right, good.
So you don't take that seriously?
Of course I don't take it seriously. Attack from another planet. I'm saying that if there is alien life anywhere in the universe, we'd consider it a coup. We would consider it a massive, major scientific discovery if we found life that was even not anything just as insignificant as a bug, you know?
What's the deal about that?
Yeah, who cares about a bug?
A bug on another planet, man. All we know is that there's life on Earth. We don't know that there's life anywhere else.
What Phil is saying is all these other planets are nothing more than dead rocks. Oh, yes, there may be some interesting volcanic activity. Yes, there may be rivers of chlorine and a sky full of noxious gases. I don't know.
God damn, who the hell wants to go to a planet like that?
That's a good point. Nothing surely that we would even consider sustainable life could live on planets like that. But if there is a planet that can sustain some kind of life, like an insect, or let's say not even that, let's say it's just vegetation. What if it's just something as simple as moss?
But what's the big deal about that? You think that's going to attack? You gotta be nuts.
I'm not talking about moss attacking you, moron. What moss could attack?
An intelligent form of moss.
You guys have got to be kidding, right? Are you kidding?
I'm not talking about... You talk about life.
You know, but even you can't be that far out, man. Intelligent moss.
Well, what are you talking about?
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for Dr. Turner to come on here. And he can talk about that, okay?
Yeah, now there, right there. Give the man a cigar. That's what you should have said.
Well, in any event, we do have Dr. Ron Tarnow. We also have Rudy Canoza to talk about the marrying age in Spain going from 14 to 16. Rudy seems to think that this will impact tourism in Spain.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Why would I be kidding?
Bob, like a guy not going to go to Spain because he can't marry a 14-year-old? Wow.
Yeah, that's about as sick as it gets.
So that's so this is going to be Canoza's country. You know, that guy Canoza really bothers me. He's got his Canoza stuck in some things that he shouldn't. Get it? Canoza?
Yeah, it's pretty good, General.
Thank you.
Get out of here. And then we have Jay Sanos, right?
Yes, Jay Sanos is going... You notice I'm just blowing past, but these... You guys...
Oh, Margaret, speak for yourself.
All right, I'll speak for myself. You two numbskulls together wouldn't... You wouldn't make one good piece of moss. How about that?
Right.
In other words, the two of you idiots... Forget it.
What is...
Jay Sanos will be on the program. Well, why don't you tell everyone what happened, Phil, and Wild Jay... Why Jay is going to be on...
Well, what happened was last Saturday, I was pulling into the restaurant. I was pulling into the parking lot of a restaurant in Westlake Village, and I was being followed there by my girlfriend, and we were going to go get some breakfast. And there was a car that had a stop sign, and then the dude rolled the stop right in front of me, and he was going to cut off my lane of approach because I had a left-hand turn. I had the right-of-way. He had a stop sign, but he rolled the stop and was sort of almost like going right across my, you know, the route of travel. Well, I slowed up and looked in my side mirror, and I saw this cat, and I saw Lauren, and she had stopped. Even though she had the right of way, she stopped because she didn't know what this nut was going to do. But he had stopped.
Now, hey, this is a real good one. You think you're some kind of a big man, huh?
No, wait, hold on for a minute, General.
Well, look at Phil, you're going to get killed doing this stuff.
I agree, Phil.
All right, okay, maybe, but I don't think I'm a big man. I stopped and I looked in my side mirror and this guy had stopped. So I rolled back.
Right there. There's your first mistake.
Well, all right. Maybe. You know what? You're probably right. I probably should have let it go. I rolled back and he rolls his window down. He goes, "What's the problem?" And I said, "You rolled through the stop. That's the problem."
Now, what did this turkey do?
Yeah, guy showed a fake badge and everything.
What?
Man, I didn't hear about this.
I don't know if it's a fake badge. He held a badge up and he said, well, there's no problem with that. And I said, yeah, there is.
Oh, man. Phil, who do you think you are, Sheriff John?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, they're going to beat you and throw you in a cell like they did the black people in the South.
Oh, will you get out of here?
Don't minimize it.
I'm going to treat him like a black man, I'll tell you that right now.
Anyway, I said, I don't care. I mean, you rolled through the stop sign. I may not be like I said in the pre-show, I'm not the brightest bulb in the tree, but I sure as hell am not going to let that I mean, this cat broke the law. I didn't see any emergency lights. I didn't see him in any way, shape, or form indicating he had some, you know, vital police business that he's going on. This guy stops. He's looking at me. He said, well, there's no problem. Here's my badge. I said, well, there is a problem. And so he said, fine, pull over.
This guy told you to pull over, huh?
Yeah. So.
And what did you do?
I pulled over.
See that? And then he wound up making you look like a boob on skates, didn't he?
What happened, Mr. Henry?
He kept on going.
Boy, did he get you, Henry.
All right, well, maybe he did, but I did what I did what I was told to do. He was an ossifer of the law, or so I thought.
What do you mean about officer of the law?
Yeah, you think this guy's a phony baloney?
I don't know. I mean, Lauren later on said to me, how do you even know that badge was for real? I said, I don't. And he sure didn't act like any cop that I didn't think any cop would act that way.
Well, there is. I think you do have a point when you say that he should not have rolled through that stop sign. And displaying his badge is not going to eradicate the possibility that one of the traffic laws had been broken. Now then. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, there she goes again.
Morgan, don't start saying something if you don't care. All right.
I did care, and then I stopped caring. All right?
Yeah, all right. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We'll be back with Bob Bacon with traffic. We'll also have Harvey Wireman's news break of the day. And then we have Dr. Ron Tarner, Jay Santos, and one other cat. I forget who else we got, but.
Find out about Jay Santos, Dr. Ron Tarner, and the Cadoza.
Rudy Canosi, you clown and a half.
Yeah.
Famous Phil Hendry Show on El Pacifico in Southern California is going to be back in a minute.
You know, you can join us on social media. You do know that, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? You can join us on social media. Yes, we're part of social media. The Phil Hendry Show is out front when it comes to social media. We've been on social media for so long. Not that it's gotten Phil verified on Twitter, but that's an argument and a discussion for another day. Nonetheless, you can contact us on Twitter at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show or twitter.com/TheReal... Oh, not the, it's...
Real Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God, you choked a little, didn't you?
That sounded like a choke.
No, I didn't choke.
Yeah. All right, Phil, no, I didn't choke. Anyway, it's twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. You can also contact Bud Dickman on Twitter at twitter.com/TheBudDickman. And me, Margaret Gray, twitter.com/MargaretGray.
If you want to be a fan of the Phil Hendry Show on Facebook, go to facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. That's Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS. Whoever spelled it that way, whoever the jackass was that decided to promote that aspect of the show with the whole PH thing, holy, boy, somebody, you want to put a dunce hat on that clown and have him go out to slop hogs until he's 21, and then somehow, some way, get him enrolled in some kind of an adult education program, have him live in communal housing.
All right, General, thank you.
You're welcome. The music scene and what the fuck I
think about it. Let him play this damn B.O.B., man. Is this B.O.B.? So hard to breathe, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to breathe every time I hear your music, dude. All right, anyway, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Welcome back. On the line with us from the... Well, I tell you where he's at. He's at we're not going to do that. I was wondering where he was.
No, you got Bob Bacon. Then I'm going to have a Harvey. Then you have it.
Bob Bacon, then I'm going to have Harvey, and then I'm going to have it.
What does that mean, I'm going to have it?
I mean, you talk about Dr. Ron Tarner. He's not on there until you're going to be on there.
Hey, Bud, speak English, will you, man?
I'm speaking English.
You know what that sounded like? I went, no, you're not going to have it. Then you're going to have it. God, let's get Bob Bacon now with the traffic.
All right, well, I tell you, every time I talk to Bud Roundlet, if we knew a guy named Bud Roundlet, we'd talk to him, of course you would. Bob Bacon here with the traffic right now and over the high side of the lie side, down on the right side pound. The L.A. freeways are clammed up there. They got a clam there. I'll tell you what, if you're clamming it today, you got clam diggers on, I'd be out there with the sifting teeth in for the Hortland, and those whores out there, well, oh boy, I'll tell you what, they'll take your money and leave you laying in the dirt. Over here on the left side of the freeway, out that downtown, you can not see him. There's a tsunami. I think they put them. There's a poor man tsunami coming in, and there's about five poor man just got washed out to sea out there. Up there today, a foothill freeway, the mountain south of Clown Town. There's a clown town up there in the mountains. I'll tell you, the showers and the thunderstorms that have. I just ran out of the helicopter. Ah! Yes, and this is Harvey Wireman, and this is Harvey Wireman's news break on the Phil Henry Show. This is a fascinating story. Wait till you hear this. I got my glasses on, but don't worry about it, Phil. These are the glasses. All right, listen to this. Remians found in car after 43 years may bring family.
Remains found in car after 43 years.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. For remains found in what? I'm writing this down.
Remains found in car after 43 years may bring family closure.
You're going too fast, man. Way too fast. Oh, honey, I've got the right glasses, so help me God, I better have the right glasses.
Well, you didn't read that right.
Where are the lens clusters?
The what?
The lens crappers.
Lens crafters.
It's lens craft. Is Denise there? Denise, this is Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
Your father should be wearing his lens crafters.
Down here.
Okay, here they are, Phil. There's the lens. Okay, these are the lens crafters.
Lens crafters, man.
I'm sorry, lens crafters. Okay, this is a fascinating story. So anyway, this is from Sawmills, NC. Is that
North Carolina? Yeah.
All right. A rusty mud-tacked Seaton pulled...
Mud-caked.
All right, don't worry. A rusty mud-caked Seaton pulled from the...
What the hell is a Seaton? What kind of a game are you playing, man? That sounds dirty.
Are you giving me... Give me a break. That's a car.
Sedan.
All right, yeah, sedan. Pulled from the bottom of a locker in the foothills of the North Carolina Mountains could bring Clausiere to the family of a retired Air Forky Sergeant.
Air Forky Sergeant.
That's Air Force Sergeant. Wow.
All right. Hey, listen, you know what? I didn't spend my whole... I got out of the Marine Corps when the getting was good. You spent your whole life in the damn military. Who's dumb now? You remember that song, Who's Dumb Now? But it, Who's Dumb Now...
That's called Who's Sorry Now.
Same difference. And
all right, continue, please.
Who?
You!
Oh, so the investigators, Believi, human remains found in a 1968 Pontiac Catalina recovered to Este from Lake Rodhis. Belong to Amos Shook. Wahoo! They
belong to Amos Shook. They found remains in the lake.
I got it, Phil. I got it covered. Okay. The Medell Metake, the card that Belagid
belonged
to an investigator found his identification. And it's a whole bunch of stuff. But I'll tell you this. This is a story that is absolutely thrilling for me, because if they find out if this is really the guy, then they're going to find out whether the guy got killed or what happened. And this may reopen an entire murder investigation because of the investigator with the punting.
Yeah, okay. Well,
what?
What do you mean, investigator of the punting? You're still reading this stuff jacked up.
Oh, bullshit. You know?
Well, this is not going to get us anywhere with this constant arguing. Now, the lens crafter's glasses are the ones you need to have.
I got... Denise, are these the lens crafters?
Lens crafters, son.
Oh, I'm not believing that.
She put them on the dog again. See, she puts them on the dog, and you take the dog out for a walk, and then someone steals them, or the dog goes someplace and comes back with us. I'll get the right glasses tomorrow. But you understand that this is... And they were talking to the sheriff, Caldwell Cawuni. The sheriff?
Yeah, you mean the sheriff?
Yeah, they were talking to him, and he said that they think if they send the remains up to Coralade, they may find Faul.
What do you mean, Faul? And what's Coralade? Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte. They may find Foul. In other words, the...
Foul.
Yeah, play.
Foul.
Anyway, Phil, you know, I've been too good a mood today to let you guys butcher it all to hell. I'm Harvey Wireman. Henry, I'll leave Henry and his little minions and all these jackasses to it. Harvey Wireman, and we'll be keeping on top of this story about the guy that was in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh, dear, Father.
Get the kid off my leg.
All right.
Well, that is not getting any better, is it?
No. But, I mean, as long as we have all of this outpouring of support for Harvey, Margaret.
Now, wait just a minute. You can't keep hanging that on me. I will not accept that. Don't hang it on me.
What?
He can't hang that on me.
There's nothing hanging on you.
I'm talking...
You come on.
I'm talking about the fact... I said that people like his analysis of the news.
That guy hasn't analyzed anything. So far, all he's done is talk about the cow and the cowley-wowley. I don't know what he... This guy talks... I swear to God, if I didn't know better, I'd swear he's fluent in Native American. I'm Harvey Wireman.
Yay!
I mean, I'm General Shaw.
Yay!
Or I'm Harvey Wireman.
All right, thanks very much. You'd make a better Harvey.
Oh, is that right? So I'd make a... Oh, wow, does that hurt.
He's just saying what he's saying because Phil's trying to transition into something, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually trying to transition to our good friend here, Dr. Ron Tarner, who is, as we speak, at Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. Dr. Ron Tarner is going to be talking with us about this planet, which is newly discovered, and he is there at the... I guess this is the... they're having a briefing there, Ron. I think you told me they had an employee briefing.
Well, Phil, they did just about a half an hour ago. Yes, they did.
And what was it?
Well, it wasn't really an employee briefing. It was a briefing of the astronomers who are assigned to Operation Clay, which is to study the existence or the possible existence of this planet that is so very, very far away. It's exciting. I heard Bud and the general and you talking about the possibilities of alien life. And let me just say this. I don't necessarily adhere to all of this nonsense, but I'll tell you, you have to, any time you are asking about, I'm trying to find my files. Would you find them for me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Phil. I got caught unawares here. Anytime you're talking about
Did we catch you in the middle of something?
No, everything. Anytime.
Okay.
Would you get out of here, please? Anytime.
It sounds to me like you were entertaining a young lady.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. why would you say something like that?
Because, Dr. Tarner, it has been something that's occurred in the past.
Yeah, Dr. Tarner, this is General Shaw. How are you?
I'm fine.
You didn't have a young lady in there.
It's none of your business if I did.
All right, let's not get... If it's none of our business, it's none of our business. You know?
Jesus.
Well, I mean, look, you know, you're fumbling around. We want to get into this thing crisp, clean, and without any kind of hassle.
I'm getting into it crisp and clean without any hassle.
Yeah, y'all going, excuse me, all kind of stuff like that.
Hey, what is this anyway?
Oh, I mean, nothing, Ron. Everybody is upset because of a problem they got with me and with Harvey Wireman, a whole bunch of stuff. Dr. Ron Tarner is with us. I do want to read about this. I want you to read to us about this, Ron. This planet that was discovered. Tell me, you know, is it? It's similar to Earth, is that it?
Yes, it's similar to Earth. It's believed to... it's been discovered orbiting a distant sun-like star. Now, this, of course, Phil, is bolstering hopes of finding life elsewhere in the universe. The planet...
How big is this thing?
I was about to say, the planet is 60% bigger than Earth. It's located 1,400 light-years away.
Now, can you tell us what a light-year is?
Yes. A light-year is the distance... A light-year is the time it takes for light... to travel. In other words, it's the distance. It's how far light will travel.
No, wait, hold on for a minute.
Wait, don't interrupt me. I'm a little bit flustered, having been accused of...
I didn't accuse you of any... I said it sounded like you were entertaining a young woman.
Well, what do you think that means, Ms. Gray?
All right, I want to stop this right now. It's none of our business. You're absolutely right. I want to apologize on behalf of the entire staff.
Well, I mean, Mr. Harry, apologize.
You've got these people don't listen to you.
Yes, they will listen to me. I apologize on behalf of the whole staff. It's none of our business. And let's just continue. Now, what exactly is a light year?
A light year is the time that it takes light to travel in a year. And we measure distance that way. So, in other words, if we say that something is 1,400 light years away, we are basically saying that it would take us 1,400 years traveling at the speed of light to get there.
God, yeah, that's they'd never get there.
Well, Bud, there are some people who feel that we may conquer at some point, or at least approach the speed of light.
Now, I've heard it said that going the speed of light is impossible.
Well, I don't believe anything is impossible. It was, I believe, Albert Einstein who theorized that the closer we got to the speed of light, the denser we would become. And I used to think that meant the dumber we'd get. And that was a joke that I wrote for our annual joke competition. And I guess I'm not hearing any laughs. So.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's all right. Every time I break that joke out, I say to myself, this is a joke that I wrote for a competition we have every year, Phil, that is won every year by you-know-who. And
oh, he's talking about Stephen Hawking.
We had asked him, we promised him that we wouldn't.
Ron, this is Margaret. We're sorry. We did break our promise.
Little bit.
But promise.
We had promised we'd never bring up the name Stephen Hawking, because
you got a problem with Hawking, don't you?
General Shaw, the promise that came to me was from Mr. Henry, on behalf of all of you, that I wouldn't have to hear that asshole, excuse my language, I'm very, very sorry, Miss Gray, but let the record show you people brought it up, that I wouldn't have to hear that asshole's name.
All right, look, we're sorry, let's watch our language.
All right, but the fact is, it was a good joke, a quality joke.
Okay.
This has been going on for as long as we've been talking to you, Dr. Tarna. The fact that you're not winning these joke competitions there at the observatory. We're talking to you about something far more serious.
If you don't mind, don't lecture to me. All right?
Well, Dr. Tarna, it seems like...
Please don't lecture to me, okay? That's all I ask about.
All right. We're not going to lecture to you.
Damn it. You know, I've got questions I want to ask.
I welcome your questions, but there are some places I won't go, and one of them is the joke I just told is a quality joke. Hawking couldn't write a good joke if there was a shotgun held to whatever tube that keeps him alive. God.
But it's not right to talk about Hawking.
Mr. Dickman, when you speak, I don't know of too many individuals on the planet Earth that are capable and qualified of interpreting. So if you would, I'm damn sure not one of them. So if you wouldn't mind, just don't talk.
All right, wait, Ron. Before we start, you know, really getting into it here, let's hold on for a minute. You told the joke, okay?
What do you want me to do?
But you told the joke, the closer we get to traveling at the speed of light, the denser we get.
Yes, that was, and I said, which rules out Hawking ever really being able to travel at the speed of light, because by the time he gets to the speed of light, he'll be dumber than someone's asked. I forget what I wrote. I think.
Well, I've got it right here because this was in the Astronomer's Monthly.
What does it say?
He'll be dumber than a brown stain on a mattress.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, where are we right now?
I don't understand.
What does that mean? Where are we right? We're in the middle of an interview with me, Dr. Rod Tarter, about the discovery of this planet.
All right, that's fine. But we're suddenly thrust back into this joke competition.
I'm just telling you, that was the quality joke that I told that didn't even merit honorable mention the year that Hawking walked away with it again with more Pollock jokes.
All right, call him back right now.
No, you don't have to yell at me.
What are you upset about?
I don't want this hanging up on me, okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the line went dead, Phil. It wasn't me.
The line went dead?
I swear to Almighty God, the line went dead. Now, I do know this. Dr. Stephen Hawking is visiting this week here at Mountain Meadow. He'll be doing a tour of the observatories in the state of Colorado. I don't put it past him at all that he has the ability to disrupt the telephone lines leading out of the observatory. If, for whatever reason, he happens to be tapping in on these lines, and here's the... Now, I was just saying something that made him look like a monkey in a... What I was just saying made him look like a monkey in his own private, highly, highly stylized and customized hoveround. And...
Okay, Ron, you know...
All right, fine.
You know, look, just get off of Hawking, will you?
Yeah, I'll get off of Hawking if all those 1,500 girlfriends of his do first. You know?
This is... I don't think there's any point in talking to this man.
Oh, come on.
You know, you're acting like a child. All right, here...
I'm acting like a child.
Okay, your joke was really funny about the denser we get...
No, the joke was not that.
The joke was the closer we get to the speed of light, the denser we get, which means Dr. Stephen Hawking, if he ever reaches the speed of light, will be as smart as a brown stain on a mattress.
No, that was a joke.
Yes, but told with considerably more skill than you just told it.
All right, but at least there's the joke, right?
Yeah, that's the joke.
Well, I have to say I'm not a big fan of the joke. I think it sounds stupid.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for that. I won't hang up, Phil.
No, I don't want anybody hanging up. Now, let's get back to this planet.
Okay, let's get back to the planet. And guess what? I think there is a threat of alien invasion. And...
Yeah, and the reason why you're saying that is because you're pissed off.
That's right, and so I think I'll just scare a bunch of people. There's a threat of alien invasion.
Come on, shut up, man.
Can you talk? Are you for real?
No, he's kidding. You are kidding, aren't you?
No, I'm not kidding. Alien invasion. And there is a very high likelihood that what they feed on is our flesh, the flesh of humans. There, you happy?
Okay, so you're saying that to scare people because you're pissed off that you lost a joke competition.
No, not because I lost a joke competition, but because I can't get any respect from anyone when it comes to the fact that I wrote a joke.
You see how you get sidetracked? Do you see, Dr. Tarner, how you get sidetracked?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing with Hawking and the fact that he's this and the fact that he's that and the fact that he's got women and the fact that he...
If
you could just realize you have the good blessing of all of your faculties, your mobility, and you're a younger man and you're going to live longer, why do you have to get hung up on it?
I just don't like it. He writes jokes. He beds a lot of women.
You don't know that, man.
Oh, okay, Phil.
He may have a lot of women that admire him. There may be a lot of women that hang around him. You don't know whether that poor man is capable of consummating anything with them sexually, or is it just friendship? I mean, why even speculate? Why even talk about such ill-considered things? It's below you. It's below you.
Oh, here we go. That's what my ex-wife used to say. That's beneath you, Rod. And I'd say, you're saying that. So that while I sit here and walk around thinking that my you-know-what doesn't smell, you're off getting tagged by every grease jockey in the Golden Valley. And I...
Okay, I mean, if there's no convincing you, there's no convincing you. But please don't be spreading some malarkey about how there's a threat of alien invasion.
Don't get scared about it!
Hey, look at Dick, but I could say that... You know, I could tell you that I could tell you I just had myself a bean burrito and I could feel some gas coming on, and you probably think that eventually you'll run screaming out of here with third-degree mustard gas burns. That's what you'd think, right?
What?
I don't, boy, when you go, wah, boy, that bothers me.
Yes, it bothers me, too. Don't do that, bud.
What?
Don't go, wah.
What?
Don't do that, man.
Look, Dickman, stop it. What?
I'm gonna...
I've seen it.
There, now do you know?
Yeah.
All right, Ron, the best of luck to you. I hope that you have a better day.
My day was going great until I talked to you people. The closer we get to the speed of light, the denser we become. That means Hawking, if he ever does reach the speed of light...
He's as bright as a stain on a mattress.
A brown stain.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on. I got it, hold on. Okay?
What?
It got a left. Hold on. Get the laugh machine.
I'll F you with the laugh machine, okay?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Ha! Ha ha ha!
Oh, you better put some gasoline in it. You better put some gas in it.
Oh, you guys can...
I told you guys not to rub it in, okay?
Hey, Phil, this guy's supposed to be an astronomer. He's supposed to have a federal license, a federal contract, to be talking about Pluto or whatever the hell we want to... And this guy's worried about a joke contest?
He's got a very, very weird fixation on this man, Stephen Hawking.
All right, but I told you guys with the whole laugh machine, okay? That's very rude.
That thing's pretty funny, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, every time a guy blows, he's go, ha, 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 ha.
Wait a minute, man. Back when it runs out of gas, go, do it again. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's it. Here.
Ha, what is this going to take long?
Hold on for a minute, Mr. Henry. God. But, now, wait. Can't I have a couple laughs, me and the people? You're always talking about all this intellectualism. And there's a lot of people in the audience just want to hear the laugh machine.
But
Miss Gray, please, don't force me to be rude to you.
Oh, my...
Don't force me. And General, stand your ground.
Hey, look, Dickman.
Stand your ground. Now, here's how it goes. Ha.
No, y'all do better.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's perfect, man.
Now, Mr. Henry, I'm going to belt you.
We're going to be right back in a world-famous Phil Henry. Stand your ground.
I didn't know what to do.
Hey, Dickman, you tell me to stand my ground one more time. My ground is your head.
World famous Phil Henry Show gonna be back right after this on a world famous Phil Henry Show right after this.
Oh, really? Okay, right after the Phil Henry Show.
Margaret Gray here, reminding you that tonight is the BSP chat. It'll be a video chat as well as a text chat. Now, we want to remind everyone that we will be announcing it on social media, but it does start at 9 o'clock. Phil has said, and I don't know whether this is anything you can rely on, he has said that he is considering doing the BSP daily.
I was thinking about a daily BSP chat. I'm not sure whether we're going to be able to have time for that. But it would be,
What about this thing you're going to give away, a Phil Henry action doll?
We do have an action figure to give away, yes.
All right, so you'll be announcing that tonight on the BSP show?
Yes.
All right, so tonight on the BSP chat, 9 o'clock Pacific, right here on philhenryshow.com. Don't miss it, or you're a chump, as the kids like to say, you know.
Yeah, you chump it.
Rudy Canoza working the bar tonight at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Rudy is taking a little bit of a break here. We're going to talk with him about a law in Spain. Rudy, you're a traveling man, you know. I love that song, Traveling Man. I've made a lot of stops all over the world. I forget how it goes.
Yes, it goes like, I'm a traveling man. I've made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every town, in one port, at least I have a homely, or a lovely girl. So,
yes, it's a pretty senorita.
Yes, yes, they're waiting for me.
Down in Old Mexico.
Excuse me, if you wouldn't mind, Miss Gray.
Well, I know the song. I've got a pretty senorita, do-do-do-do.
Yeah, waiting for me, down in Old Mexico, and if you ever been to Waikiki, look at my Eskimo, something like that.
What do you mean, look at my Eskimo? Waikiki?
I don't know, but here is what I'm saying. I do travel for business, Phil, and I sent that over to you. I thought it would be an interesting story to talk about because, I'm Rudy Canoza. I'm a man who traveled, but I'm certainly not a man who needs to find his pleasures and to find his kicks and his thrills with an underage woman, and that would not be, my first choice.
All right, but in Spain, they have raised the age of consent to marry from 14 to 16. Why is that?
Well, as far as I can tell, I don't know, but as far as I can tell, it's to ruin the tourism business. You have to understand.
Are you saying that a primary reason that people travel to Spain is to have sex with 14-year-old girls?
I'm saying that it one of the attractions of traveling to Spain is one of the few countries in the world where they do allow marriage to a 14-year-old child. And I'm not saying that that's why everybody goes to Spain, but I think there's a percentage of people who go to Spain who are looking for that which is the unusual thing, that which is the exotic thing. You see what I'm saying? And
What does that mean, the unusual thing? We're talking about 14-year-old girls, for God's sake.
Yes, I understand that, but please understand this. General, before you speak on matters that perhaps you know nothing of, please be aware that there are things on this earth, things in heaven and earth, which defy the description and the logic of all of us. We may think we understand, but we do not understand. And beware, and Lord, beware those who will trod in areas they know nothing of. I'm Rudy Canoza, and I speak of these things only because you are my friend, Phil, and you, and all of you out there are my friends.
Okay, Canoza, is this going to be speech time, or...
I'm trying to tell you, General. The 14-year-old child, I would never, I think, in America and the most civilized nation. But this is Spain. Not too long ago, it's a dictatorship. A country with terrible troubles. And now, they are finally dragging themselves out of the sewage and out of the muck and out of the decay. And finally saying, you know what? You want to get your kicks? It's going to have to be with a 16-year-old, not a 14-year-old.
Yeah, but you're the guy that just got done saying somebody there wants to ruin the tourism business.
What about the fact that they may be getting a little bit more moral in that country?
Yes, it's true. They may be getting moral, and they may be wanting to ruin the tourism business. I can tell you this. I know of at least three or four tour groups that bring over businessmen from the United States and Europe, and they come to Spain specifically because they can, shall we say, relax with that which is the unusual thing, the exotic thing, that which is the tropical thing.
What are you talking about, the unusual? You're trying to turn this into some kind of a class act, oh, baby, if I ever found out that my 14-year-old granddaughter...
Why don't you sit down and try not to pop another button off of your suspenders there, General? Listen to me, okay?
What are you, trying to be a smartass?
I'm trying to tell you. That which is the exotic thing. And
forget the exotic thing. You're talking about a 14-year-old kid?
I'm not saying that I approve, but there are men all over the world who want that which is rare. The rare and exotic.
Will you stop talking about it, man, like we're talking about a wine or something? These are kids, 14-year-old children.
Maybe in America, they are 14-year-old children. In Spain, she's a woman. And
well, I don't accept that at all.
Aha, uh-huh. So you think America knows better than Spain? More of the typical colonial attitude. More of the typical colonial imperialist attitude.
Don't give me that load. That's a load of old bull, and you know it. A 14-year-old kid, you must be some kind of a weirdo. I'll bet you like that kind of thing.
Oh, baby. Now,
yeah, that's right. Come on right through the phone. If you don't want any, then stay where you are. If you want some, come on through that phone line.
I don't know how to come through the phone line. Or I would...
Hey. Both of you jackasses. Now, first of all, you're saying somebody wants to ruin the tourism business. What have you got against Spain?
Right there, that's what I want to know. You're trying to defame Spain.
What?
You're trying to defame Spain.
Spain? It's called Spain.
I said...
You said Spain. What a retard. You know...
Hey, watch that, will you?
You know something, buddy? For all the money in the world, man, it ain't going to keep me from when you and I have our appointed date with destiny.
A date? Hey, let me tell you what, sweetie. You're going to have to come back when you turn 18. Oh, how about 16?
Oh, man. Man, sit down, okay? Everybody, sit down.
I'll tell you.
And you too, Rudy. Now...
I'm tending bar here at the Beverly Hills. You guys come here and you start talking to me about this bull hockey... about Spain.
It ain't bull hockey, my man.
Oh, hold on for a minute. You know that I'm in the middle of my job?
Well, then why are we calling you now?
I don't know. You're calling me.
Bud, what are we calling this guy when he's in the middle of his shift?
You told me that you was off your shift right now.
I never told you I was off my shift right now. What time is it? What time is it?
10:40.
10:40. You think I'm taking a break now? This is the middle of the big right after dinner rush. What a moron, man. It's like, hold on for a minute. Good night, Mrs. Faulkner. Good night, yeah.
Ah, la, la, ha, la, la.
Oh, for God's sake. So you're saying goodbye to all the women.
I have to.
Look, I don't want to sit around and listen to this guy go la, 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 la. You know?
Hey, General, this is how I make my tip, buddy, okay? Goodbye. Yes, thank you. Look, I will tell you this, Phil. I think that Spain, in raising the age... I don't think there's any denying the fact that this is much needed. And I think the country has to bring itself into the 21st century. Good night. Good night, Mrs. Oliver. Thanks. Bye-bye. And you too, sir. Yes, you look very nice in that dress.
Jesus Christ. If that was my wife, brother, there would be no holding me back.
This is how you speak. You asked me about class. You asked me...
Look, we've been talking to Rudy.
Hold on, Phil. He asked me about class. He asked me about how to treat the woman. This is how you treat the woman. This is in my country, in Argentina. This is how we treat women.
Well, that ain't the way you treat women in America.
Well, maybe you want to start. You're sitting here getting all upset about a 14, a 16. How do I know? How would I care? I only know that which is the exotic thing. Good night.
What is that?
That's me saying you're very beautiful. She's an elderly woman, so you don't want to get too crude and gross. So when you see some old, excuse me for saying, when you see some old bag, you know, you just go,
No, that's what you say to an old bag.
Yes. In other words, that's what I'd be saying. Well, I better not say it.
Oh, that's what you'd be saying to my wife.
I was going to say that, but I resisted the temptation.
Okay, that does it. Hey, come on. Sit down, General. God damn it.
Is he on his way over here?
I think so, yeah.
Well, is he coming through the phone or is he going on a truck?
I think he's warming his truck up.
Oh, God damn it. Hold on. Hey, goodbye. Bye. Bye. Hey, Ted, I got a split.
Hey, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
Well, you only have yourself to blame. You only have yourself to blame. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yay! All right, so why don't you do this, bud? Get the cops over there.
Well, Ted's already got security on it.
Ted's got security? How do you know that?
Just called back.
So he knows.
Yeah, I told him that General Shaw's on his way, and that he probably's going to kick Rudy's ass. He said Rudy was already gone.
Yeah, well, I heard Rudy saying goodbye to all the ladies.
Well, if that's what you call saying goodbye, blah, 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 Jesus.
Yeah, you do that pretty good, Miss Gray.
Yeah, you do.
I'll have you know I'm not trying to do it good.
All right, so coming up next, folks.
That it?
Yeah, that's it. Coming up next here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show, going to be talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'll tell you a little bit about something that happened to me this past weekend that you might find interesting. I'm not, you know, I don't really know, but you may find it interesting. And that is what? Hey, hold on. All right, hold on. Ted, what do you got?
That's what I'm shooting. Hey, what's going on over here? I'm going to have that jackass arrested. Do you understand me?
What happened?
I got that goddamn... Where is he? He's gone, okay? This guy, this General Shaw, comes tearing in here. This guy, this General Shaw, comes tearing. He says, where is Kenoza? And I said, well, who wants to know? He says, I'm General Galen Shaw. So I go, hey, just like the way you guys do. He takes a swing at me. I duck. I said, what's your problem? He said that Kenoza, the last thing Kenoza said was something with the blah, blah, blah. You know the way he does that stuff.
Yeah, let me talk to General Shaw.
No, hold on. I got a cop coming, Phil.
Oh, wait, don't do that, okay?
Well, get, come here. Who are you talking? I'm a general of the United States Army. You may be. No one, and I mean no one, goes... Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, General Shaw?
General Galen Shaw at your service, yes.
Phil Hendry.
Who?
Phil Hendry.
What about him?
It's me. I'm Phil Hendry.
Yeah, so you're Phil Hendry.
What? I'm telling you, General, to get your ass back to the studio. They're going to have you arrested.
Let me tell you something. I came over here to defend the honor of what I thought was my wife. I know he didn't say, but he went... Blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
What? Just get in your truck and get back here.
I come around here trying to make a monkey out of me. Nobody comes in here and chimps me, friend. Let me tell you, if you're chimpable... Oh! Oh!
Look, Ted, just relax.
You better get him out of here. And when that Kenoza comes back, you tell... Here's my card. Have him call this number. Yeah, okay.
Hey, who's gonna... No one's gonna call your number. All right? Okay, General?
You know, I think he needs a vacation.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll tell you who needs the vacation. I need the vacation. I'm the guy who needs the vacation around here.
What do you mean you need a vacation? General Shaw's the guy flipping his lid.
I don't care. He may be flipping his lid. I'm the guy that needs the vacation around here. All right, I'm going to be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. And I don't know what the hell we're back with. Is it Jay Sanis?
Yeah, Jay Sanis of Citizens Auxiliary.
Yeah, okay. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com from the El Pacifico in Southern California. You know that our YouTube channel is the Real Bud Dickman channel, man. Check out and see what we do here on the studio every night. And also listen to Phil doing the various voices on the different cartoons and all stuff like that. We got a whole new Phil Hendry voiceover reel there on YouTube. Check it out at the Real Bud Dickman YouTube channel.
Now, why do you have that voiceover reel?
I don't know, just to show off what we can do with... everybody does that now, you know.
Well, I think it looks a little cheap and desperate.
What are you talking about, cheap and desperate?
What, are you trying to get jobs that way?
No, I'm just saying, hey, this is something else we know how to do. Everybody does it.
Yeah, everyone's doing it, Miss Gray. That's the way everyone's doing it.
Yeah, so I gathered that's the way everyone's doing it. I'd like to take that down, please.
No, I will not take it down. No, I will not take it down. It's what people do now. Oh, by the way, I want to thank, we had such a great, first of all, The Science of the Funny dropped yesterday. Our new episode 2 dropped with Matt Besser, Horatio Sanz, and David Nussbaum. And it's available there on, iTunes. It's available at Podcast One. It's available on our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. So please check out episode 2 of our The Science of the Funny podcast with Matt Besser of UCB, with Horatio Sanz of UCB and Saturday Night Live, and writer and producer and hologram expert, David Nussbaum. The Science of the Funny, episode 2, it is available for you online. Meanwhile, today we were in the studio. This was an amazing time I had today with Taylor Williamson, who is a new young comic, who's a guy that I think was a runner-up in the America's Got Talent competition. We had Creed Bratton from The Office.
Oh, he is. Well, that's the gentleman with the grassroots.
Well, that's just one of the many things he's done. And we had Will Sasso, and I'm telling you, Will Sasso is not only a great actor and a great character actor, but he's got so many marvelous opinions and ideas about the business that we're in. He's very forthcoming about his own life. All the guys were. And I'm telling you, that's going to be episode 4. That'll be in 2 weeks. You can't miss that one. It's a lot of fun. I don't know how long we'll be doing this.
Well, you know, I just want to ask you something. You got to schlep into Beverly Hills once a week to do this, right?
What do you mean schlep?
Well, that's a long haul. See, what I'm asking you is, why don't you do it from the studio here?
Because then I'm having to ask those guys to schlep here, man. I'd rather go there. And
why don't you send a limousine or something like that?
You know, I think even if we sent them a limousine, I think it would take so much time out of the day. I think people's time is far more valuable than whether or not they're sitting on their ass in a limousine. You know, maybe they wouldn't mind a limousine that took them 2 miles to the studio. But no, going to Beverly Hills is fine. And as I said, we had a blast and great time. Next week, another, I think, terrific Science of the Funny. It'll drop a week from yesterday, and that's with Karen Kilgariff, Derek Waters, the producer-creator of Drunk History, Brian Safi, and Aaron Gibson of the Throwing Shade podcast, and we got into some great, great stuff. And when we talk about the Science of the Funny, what this podcast is about, it's not a bunch of funny people sitting around being funny. It's a bunch of funny people sitting around and talking about why they want to do this. And how they do it, and the consternation, and the joy, and the creation, and the failure, and the trials, and the triumph. It's all about creating for a living, and creating funny stuff for a living. And one of the questions that was asked today by Taylor Williamson of Will Sasso, he said, do you have to do this, or do you do it because you want to do it? And
what did he say?
He said, I have to do it. And I related to that. It's like it's like what you were put on this planet to do. And
well, it's, you know, it's no different from being in the military. When someone says to me, do you really got to get in that tank and blow living hell out of America's enemies? And I say, let me tell you what, friend, you know, do you want the short answer or the long answer?
Short answer.
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, long answer.
Yes.
That's a long answer?
Yes.
Okay, what's the in-between answer?
Yes.
All right. All right, we get it.
Okay. Anyway, that is, I can dig it, man. I can dig that. So, please do join us for the Science of the Funny. Every Thursday it drops. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm actually looking for our theme, bud.
Oh, how you throw?
The what?
Highway Patrol.
Yeah, the Highway Patrol theme, because that's what brings on our close personal friend from the planet Weird, and that is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's going to be talking with us about something. I guess I should explain what it is that Jay's going to be talking about, but it's it has to do with that cop. I think that's what I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's you want to talk to me about a cop.
Yes.
All right. Into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
All right.
All right, so yeah, that's really what it was about, Jay. Jay, you heard the story. I told the story just a few minutes ago about coming out of this, coming out of the parking lot there at Brent's in Westlake Village.
Right. Well, you're talking about a police officer that you claim was giving you a badge. He flashed. It's what we call in the business the flash, which comes directly ahead of the spread.
Now, look at Jacinto's. You got all these terms.
Oh, General, just hold on for a minute, okay? Because I don't know. Mr. Henry said that, you know, I could come on here and talk about what I do and not have to take a load of heat from you, because you've been giving me a load, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I've been giving you a load because I don't understand half the stuff you say. You're the flash.
All right, what is a flash?
Well, that's when you show the badge. That's technically in law enforcement term, you show a badge. So you say, all right, so what did you say, Phil?
I said to this officer, or whoever this guy was, when he stopped, and I looked in my side mirror, and he was sitting there. So this guy has stopped in the middle of this intersection. Everybody's waiting for him. So I rolled back, and I said, and he looks at me and says, what's the problem?
All right, that was the first mistake. You don't go, what's the problem?
I didn't say it. He did.
Well, you said you did.
No, Phil said he rolled back, and this man rolled the window down.
All right, so that's what the officer's going to say. He's going to say, you got a problem with me? Then you got a problem with, you know, you got a problem with the wrong guy.
No, wait. What are you talking about? You're telling me a cop's going to talk that way?
I'm telling you that in order to control a situation, every officer is taught to use a voice of authority. Now, Mr. Henry, roll back. Right away, the police officer perceives a threat.
And why would he perceive a threat? He was waiting for me. He had stopped.
He had stopped to make sure you kept on going. If you kept on going, then he was going to keep on going. But you didn't keep on going. You know?
What do you mean, kept on going?
I mean, what? But you don't speak English language?
You mean kept on going, Jay.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Kept on going. So you didn't kept on going.
I didn't keep on going.
Well, he just said that's not the right thing to say.
Keep, not kept.
All right. So you did not keep on going?
No, I did not. I stopped because I saw the guy had stopped. I mean, I'd given him a look.
All right, right there. That's mistake number one. You don't ever want to flash a look to an officer of law. Because the minute you flash a look at him, he's going to go, okay, I perceive a threat. And you have to, if you do, or if you are in two-way communication with any of a sub-commander or in place of the place of the police officer, if you're in connection with any other deputy sheriff or chief deputy or patrolman or patrolwoman or patrol officer or patrol person, any level of patrol, then you have to get in direct communication.
All right, Jay, so you got to get in direct communication. Why? Because a guy gave you a look?
Yes, if you perceive that there is now about to be a situation where a citizen is going to lip off, or a citizen is going to vocalize, and you've already flashed, okay?
No, he didn't flash. When he stopped, and I looked in my rearview mirror, I rolled back.
Yeah, but he had stopped because you gave him what's called a lip-off. And
what do you mean a lip-off? Phil didn't say anything to the man.
No, you don't have to say anything. When you look at an officer like, hey, you know, like you're all bad. I'm not saying, Phil, you think you're badass or anything like that, but that's what you did do.
No, I mean, I looked at the guy as if to say, dude, you're right in the middle of the intersection here. You had a stop sign, and...
All right, so in other words, you're trying to do a little bit of a lip-off.
What do you mean a lip... You know, Santos, I don't like these terms.
Well, I'll tell you something, General. If you don't like... Maybe I don't like the term tank or gun or blow-up.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Ain't those military terms?
Not, oh, baby, get a load of this guy, blow up. All right, hold on. So a lip-off.
In other words, it's just a slang expression, meaning I got a citizen here that thinks he's King Kong. I got King Kong over here. I'm going to have to call on a Kong Patrol. It's slang. It's police slang. We use it all the time, Phil.
Kong Patrol.
Yeah, it's, in other words, we got a citizen here who thinks he's an ape in a tree, and he's swinging from vine to vine, and he thinks he's all this. And a bowl of bananas. I'm sorry, Cam. I'm a little bit nervous.
But you're trying to say bananas?
No, I was trying to say nanners. So he thinks he's King Kong bowl of nanner. And
you know, Jay, I'll tell you, you guys are some real badass cops with nanner and King Kong.
You know, General, I'm out here trying to save lives on the front line of law enforcement every day.
You're not on the front lines of law enforcement. The only line you're in is the line for the can. Because you can't relieve yourself fast enough when some guy comes up to you and goes, boo!
What a dick.
Well, wait a second, okay? You see a dick, man, you go ahead.
Go ahead and what? Oh, I can't wait to hear how this one comes out.
Hey, we're talking about something else here. Now, you're telling me that because I looked at that officer, that guy who I didn't know was an officer, I just thought it was some regular asshole, because there was no...
He was not in a police car.
No, he wasn't in a police car. I'll tell you this much. If I'd seen him in a black and white, I would have let him do whatever the hell he wanted. If he'd rolled through that stop, I would have thought, well, hell, he's got something he's going to, and I would have just backed the hell off. But it wasn't. It was an SUV.
Just a regular civilian car.
Yeah, a regular civilian car. And he rolls through this stop sign, and I see Lauren behind me, and she doesn't want to go because she doesn't know what the hell's going to happen. And he goes, you got a room? And I said, yeah, you rolled to the stop.
All right, that's mistake number two. You looked at him. Then you went to lip two, okay?
What is this lip two?
Hey, General, Lip tier, it's just a slang term. When a guy goes King Kong and wants to go monkey, and he thinks he's all that and nanner. So he lip when he looked at the officer. When he rolled back and the officer said, you got a problem, and Phil said, yeah, you rolled a Starbucks lip too. Now, you get a monkified situation. I know this is slang you don't understand, okay?
I think this is slang that no police officer understands. I think this is slang that is peculiar to you citizens auxiliary police types.
Oh, man, you know.
Dad, he's a police officer.
Yes, I'll bet he is a police officer.
Ma'am, Ms. Gray, police all have their own slang. In our line of work, citizens auxiliary police, yes, we do have slang. You probably don't understand it. But when we say that guy's gone Kong, that means he's gone rogue. He's gone rogue Kong. He's a rogue monk or rogue monkey.
Road?
No, rogue, rogue.
Doug, he's a rogue monkey. He's a monkey that's gone out. He's freelancing.
Oh, I see. He's a monkey that freelances. Oh, man, do I really want to... Woo!
Now, you know, General, I'll simply say this, Phil, in closing. You were lucky to get off with a warning.
I didn't get off with a warning. This ass took off. He said to me, pull over.
Right. Did you pull over?
Yeah, I pulled over. I gave him the benefit of the doubt that I thought he was a cop.
And he wasn't.
I have to think that he wasn't, because why would he ask me to pull over and just take off unless he's a complete asshole, which is possible.
Boy, that's what we call, if you go rogue monkey and he chumped you, that's called a chump monk. Okay?
You know what? I think you're making this up as you go. I don't think there's a chump monk, rogue monkey, King Kong, swinging, God damn it. You know,
General, just relax.
I don't like this guy is talking about police terminology having to do with a...
Well, General, you are invited anytime to come down to Citizens Auxiliary Police Substation and watch our operation.
What does that mean? I walk into somebody's kitchen?
Shit.
All right, I got better things to do, okay?
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just going to go back to the radio here and hold on for a minute. Not seeing him, Parliament. Not a thing, man.
You know he's just doing that with his voice. Is that a real radio, or is that you just making radio noises?
I'm making radio noises. That's what police either have a real radio or... What a dick. What?
Hey, he just called you a dick, Phil. No, I think he called you one.
I call both you guys dick. 50 pound of 20 pounds. Okay, Phil, see, because I was sitting here jaw-jacking with you, I had to create an emergency, and it...
Thank you very much, Jay. It was very exciting talking with you. I hope that we have other occasions to rap with you in the future here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What a freaking...
That guy, you think that guy had a philosopher emergency?
I don't know, but I'm smelling something burning. What is that?
I think someone's put some wood in the fireplace. It sounds very inviting.
It does. It smells like there's a fireplace going. You better hope it's a fireplace and not a fire, unless the fire is at Sando's house. Then I say, burn, baby, burn. Woo!
God damn!
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved here on Podcast One. Don't forget, coming up tonight, it's our Friday night chant, 9 o'clock Pacific. 9 o'clock Pacific on the video as well as on the text box. Don't miss it. We'll be rolling out details of our next giveaway.
You're 15 down the 14. I got a monkey and he's going Kong on me. Table full of bananas, table full of the nanner. Finish in the top 10. Ow, that hurt.